Water. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
That is true. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. You can go ahead and say hi.
Hello, everyone.
Okay. I like that.
Hello.
So sweet.
Hi.
Yeah, people have been commenting about that.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Well, what about my voice?
Your voice is wonderful. Your voice is like the commando, is the foundation of the Sons of Liberty. I'm the sweet little birdie that just, you know,
chirps
compliments.
Along. Yeah, she just chirps along.
Along.
Now, it's interesting about that. When you said commando, we actually had a PR individual come out of New York. And I kid you negative, I'll never forget this. And we were talking, me and my assistant at the time, and this PR individual, public relations friends, looked over at me and he said, Bradley Dean, he's such a commando.
Commando.
It's like commando.
That's a good
it's like,
word
listen,
to describe you, though.
Well,
really
I think
is.
People need to understand that I am a blood-bought son of God.
Amen.
And if I am blood-bought, I need to pay attention to the price paid for my liberties and my freedoms in the spiritual sense and in the natural sense. I don't want to violate anything that he sacrificed for.
That's right.
And so if I'm commanding, it's because I'm not going to violate. He expiated my sin. He took my sin. He absolved my sin on the cross of Jesus Christ. My sin. And when I realize that I've been forgiven much, how can I love much?
Mm-hmm, that's
right?
Exactly right.
And if I love much, I'm not going to tolerate much, am I?
That's
because
right.
I see the price paid for my sacrifice or my freedoms.
That's right. Okay. He who's been forgiven much loves much.
I love that.
Amen.
Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. Speaking of atheists, I did a radio interview with Joe Messina out in California yesterday. And a great interview. He started asking me tons of questions about, he just hit the right questions.
Right.
He hit the right spot with everything he was asking. And I said, by the way, I'm just kind of curious, where are you broadcasting out of? He said, I'm broadcasting out of Los Angeles, right in the Hollywood area.
Right.
And
perfect
so he, oh, it was great. He was talking about atheists. He was talking about Satanists. For those that didn't know, the Black Pope, Anton LaVey, when he died, this guy's kind of famous for being a Satanist. They call him the Black Pope.
Right.
You know, and he's out of L.A. area, out of the Hollywood area. It's interesting, right before he died, guess what he was doing, friends? Listen to this. For those that didn't know that there's audio out there on this, I should actually pull it up. Here we go with the Holy Ghost rolls again.
Mm-hmm.
Little rabbit trails here. But Anton LaVey, the Black Pope, friends, the high Satanist in America, he thought he was playing games until he began to sink into hell. Eyewitnesses said just recently, friends, recently, a couple of years back, I should say, but the eyewitnesses that saw Anton LaVey die, they said it was as if he got a glimpse into something because he started to shout out for a preacher.
Wow.
Oh. Whoa, so game over.
That's right.
I wonder what happened there, right?
That's exactly
so,
right.
So, anyways, I thought I'd share that. Folks, we are also the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of because they can't stand facts. Case in point. Just seen this. I'm going to pull it up. This is live radio. and I'm looking for it right now. But you need to see, friends, did you know that there's 176 people that are your representatives in government that were willing to go ahead and allow the IRS to target you, but now that's been shut down. They just shut down the IRS concerning those, you know, attacks that they were aiming for the Tea Parties, the conservatives, the Christians, and the such. We'll see how that goes, but we do know that they were just shut down.
Amen.
But isn't it interesting? You had 176 representatives that were willing to give them power to basically shut down the voice of opposition concerning crime in government.
That's right.
Wow, that's something.
Those people need to go.
Wow, this sounds a lot like what we should have learned from the 30s mm-hmm. when we watched Hitler's regime. Did we also know, friends, that over 20 bankers in America have allegedly, just recently, friends, over 20 bankers have allegedly committed suicide in America?
That's interesting.
Just today, a commander in the United States Navy in Jacksonville, Florida, was found murdered in his hotel room. Does this not ring a bell with anybody?
Wow.
Does anybody recollect history at all? Is this not what happens when tyrants begin to take over? What they do is they begin to gut opposition, literally.
Yeah.
They take the lives of those that would oppose them in their political ideologies. Folks, we're seeing this today. Hey, just saying. This is still my preface, okay? Just saying. Folks, we're also the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence. By the way, this week, coming week, we're going to have Troy Newman from Operation Rescue with us. Now, this is my friend who actually goes out and about, not to just tell the abortionists they shouldn't murder innocent babies in the womb,
mm-hmm.
but what he does is he finds infractions in their clinics, their murder clinics.
That's right.
And what he does is he gets them thrown in prison, and he gets their clinics shut down.
So he's actually putting feet and actions to his words.
God is showing himself
Amen.
Strong on the behalf of Troy Newman. We're going to have him on the radio coming up this Monday or Tuesday, so hang on for that one. Still my preface. Folks, we're still the patriots. You're listening to the patriots that the globalists despise.
That's right.
That's
despise.
Us. Yes. So welcome to the show. So in saying that, friends, do check us out on Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Just posted some brand new stuff up there as well. And if you'd like to go jump over on Bradley Dean EE, two different websites. Facebook again, Bradley Dean, two different websites. Go ahead and like them both, even if you don't. And you can also follow me on my Twitter account. By the way, thank you for responding. I appreciate that. My Twitter account is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And phone lines are accessible. If you'd like to jump online over the next 2 hours, please do. It is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We are turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our faith by our works. We are showing you our love by our deeds. 1 John 3:18, deeds not words, said George Washington, the first president of the United States of America. And I needs be handed over to you. That was old English, by the way. That was proper English.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, so many times, and I've talked about this in the past, that so many times when I write, it comes out old English. I'm actually reading a commentary right now by the Prince of Preachers, again, speaking of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And when old English gets into your veins, and I read the Cambridge, which is, you know, King James Version Bible, you begin to learn
part of your lingo.
Proper English.
Right.
You know, and then when you use proper English, everybody thinks you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, it's like that's not, I don't quite get what you're saying, but I think over the years you probably read Spurgeon's commentary and sermons maybe to the course of, I don't know, what, 50 feet high? If you'd stack up all the commentaries that you've read?
I would say easy.
And it's bound to kind of get in your heart and head after that and kind of flow out of you. So
I would think so.
Exactly. Something that's what we're
getting
saying.
Getting the old man out and getting the new man in.
I
see,
like
it's a
that.
Preacher's job, friends, to kick the hell out of you and get to heaven in, working with the Holy Ghost. That's our proper function.
Amen.
What's your function, soldier? Oh, I'm hated by many, loved by few, but I'm respected by all.
I like
that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Check out the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean's radio show. He is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie. Stephanie?
Yes?
Friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, sissy?
Well, the reason why that is because it is just a terrible place to be when your brain's
terrible.
In somebody else's head. As I always say in the Sons of Liberty, we want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of Christ. Now, we've had kind of an exciting week last week and in the trickles of the beginning of this week. But Bradley got back this week on Tuesday from his down south tour of the United States. He was down there in Mississippi and Tennessee. And I want to tell you a little bit about that for those of you who might not have been able to listen to the show this week. But Bradley spoke to the Tupelo Tea Party in Tupelo, Mississippi. He also spoke to the Mid-South Tea Party in Memphis, Tennessee. He was on live television. He did a great interview, which is on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook.
That. I like that.
I really did like that interview. Sons of Liberty Radio. I thought you looked good, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
Staying away from the pop.
Staying away from the pop always helps.
Yes.
But you were with Brian Fisher from the American Family Association. You also did live radio out of the American Family Association studios out there.
I'll post that right now on Sons of Liberty
Tupelo. Okay,
radio.
So we got all those.
By the way, friends, Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't forget radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
That's right. And what I love about you going on these tours is you come back, you got all these great pictures and the people that you met and what happened. We've got you were at the King's Gate Worship Center. You also met with Matt Barber from Liberty Council at the National Religious Broadcasting Convention that you went to. He also has Barb Wire, which is his new website with you writing commentary. So you can check that out too as well. Bradley Dean's commentary is now on barbwire.com. You also paid your respects at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis where Martin Luther King Jr. was shot, a true American hero.
For those that did not know, the family is told James Earl Ray shot him. And just so everybody understands, MLK's family actually sued the federal government because nobody believed the Well, the package of lies the government, again, was attempting to shove off on that family. And so they did sue the family. So, again, we're going to be talking a little bit about that today. Conspiracy theory no more.
Yeah, he had to be the dumbest criminal ever just to leave his Christmas package of, you know.
Yeah, Christmas package. That's exactly right. Right in the front door.
Right in the front door. But we'll talk about that later. But you also tracked Jesus. Now, some of you might be saying, what? You tracked Jesus? Well, literally, there was an actor who plays the part of Jesus at the National Religious Broadcasting Convention.
Really cool guy.
Very cool. And he was a good-looking Jesus, not, you know, pansy, not, you know, so he was a good pick for a Jesus.
Yep.
And you can see pictures of Bradley giving him a pink and blue gospel track, which people love. You show them. When we say pink and blue on the Sons of Liberty, let me clarify. We have a card, it's got a curve on it, it's pink. We got another card that's got the same curve on it that's blue. You hold them right next to each other, and one apparently looks longer than the other. But then when you flip it around, all of a sudden the blue one looks longer than the pink one does. And people are like, what? How did you do that? And they love it. And you hand it to them, and they're gospel tracks. They've got the Ten Commandments on them. Yep. They're so popular that people come up to you and actually want more. I mean,
oh,
how
Chinese
many times...
families love them. You do it. You show a Chinese family
right.
those pink and blues. They'll have the whole family out in about 30 seconds. They do again.
That's right. And how many times do you share the gospel that people are saying, I want more. I want more. Give me those tracks. That's what we do when we go... Wherever we go, gas stations, grocery stores, on tour, ministry, you name it. But we had some real reactions from this tour, some great responses that I wanted to share with the folks. This one was from Deborah Barber Guru, and she said, I have been to many meetings, seen many speakers, and have been moved by some, touched by others, and emotionally affected by yet others, but never... all three by the same speaker until I saw Bradley Dean. He is a force of nature. God bless you. I thank you for your dedication, your passion, and your voice in the never-ending quest for truth and liberty. You are a true patriot. And I thought that was outstanding. Here
is
a lady who got moved by the Lord, by the Holy Ghost, by a faithful man of God speaking forth the truth. And she said all three happened at the same time because it was the Lord that touched her heart. And that's what we want to do. And that's what the Sons of Liberty is all about. And for those of you who support us and your sons and daughters of Liberty, you know that what you're helping to support is really going out there and touching people's lives. We had another great one by Grant Sowell. And I really like this one. He said it's kind of like Samuel Adams meets King Josiah when Bradley Dean shows up. Bradley unapologetically confronts the cultural and political corruption of our nation that we face with a message that shakes us out of apathy and back to our patriotic Christian duty.
Well, that's my job.
Deeds, not words. That's right.
Ministers of the Flames of Fire, we're called to set ourselves afire by the Holy Ghost so the world can watch us burn. And you don't have to sell fire. Fire's contagious, and it also consumes.
And that's what we want, is we want people to be motivated to action, not just, well, I heard a great sermon, and now I just sit here and do nothing with it. No, let's put feet to our words, as we always say, turn talk radio into do radio and do something about the problems. Grant said, I would highly recommend him as a speaker any place, anytime. So we are very excited to be out there doing what God has called us to do, and we're excited to be able to share it with you. So if you want to check out all those pictures, the interview with AFA and Brian Fisher, that's also posted on Bradley Dean on Facebook and Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. So you'll have a blast. Just go through there and check out our latest tour. Amen. We had a great time, and we're glad to be home.
There's actually a picture I just posted on Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and it's a picture where I'm sitting in a studio in Tupelo, and I just want to show you how contagious Elvis really is, so you're going to have to check that.
That's pretty contagious. You
it
have
is.
To take a look.
Why are you laughing?
It's
I couldn't.
Kind of
my lip just got stuck. And
a little like Lou.
I couldn't.
See,
I couldn't
now
help
we should
myself.
Be having like an Elvis song.
No,
like
he's
sort of commentary.
A little slow on the uptake.
We should
understand.
Have How Great Thou Art, because you know he got all of his Grammys
three of them.
For Christian gospel music. How Great Thou Art.
Amen.
But you did have a chance to be able to mimic Elvis there as you were in the studio. Which
well, I
was
mimicking
antics.
Him. It was just running
yeah,
through me.
That's
it was,
right.
It was kind of bizarre.
And for those of you who can see us live stream, you can see the antics in the studio. You know, the air drumming and the very beginning of our intro
sure.
and outros. And
Chase,
stuff.
How
so,
can they become a part of live stream?
Well, if you go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the shop page and become a son or daughter of Liberty by becoming a monthly sponsor. And part of that is the video feed, but there are plenty of other things, including a cool certificate that Elizabeth puts together.
Very cool-looking certificate.
Very official.
I got one at home.
Well, if we had a... What's that?
said, I myself have one at home.
So
I am a son,
son of Liberty.
I want one.
Can you do have one?
Oh, I do have one.
Yeah, I actually signed that one, remember?
I don't have it on my wall, though. I'm not supposed to do stuff like that.
You got to frame it like gold-plated framing and all that kind of stuff and just jam it right behind you. So all the live streamers who are watching you can see this beautiful frame portrait that you have of becoming a son of Liberty.
I think it's cool.
Yes, absolutely.
I really do. The certificate's very cool.
Very, very cool. Yeah. And it's all high quality stuff. So in all seriousness, for those of you who want to support and become son or daughters of Liberty, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Jesus said, judge a man by his fruit. And when you go on our Facebook and see the fruit of who we are and what we're doing and who we're out there ministering to and touching, you can say, listen, this is the ministry I want to get behind and support. So you
Case
can
in point.
Yes.
Interject. Just had a phone call yesterday, a guy in a national level, if I said the name of the ministry, everybody would know who it is. And he had asked me for some insight. And I said, well, what would you be asking me for insight? My ministry is not as big as yours, nor do I desire to have a big ministry like that. And he just basically said, I don't feel qualified. And I said, well, God qualifies the unqualified. That's why God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, because God will not allow any to glory in his presence. So when men are praising you, it's best if you're a man of God or a woman of God to get out of the way.
Right.
Because you don't touch God's glory and you don't touch his gold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And gold being people, whatever the case might be, I'm not talking about finances there, because we know that we belong to him, we're in his inheritance, and he's our inheritance. So in saying that, I just went back and forth with him, and it was interesting, some of the stuff that he was bringing up to me. And that was basically the topic, but, well, you know.
I think it's interesting to note, too, that God does not use you for your ability.
He doesn't.
He
Until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. So becoming... feeling inadequate is a good place to be, because that means then God will make you adequate.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting that you go in the Bible and you look at, like, the ones that were picked. Moses said, well, I'm slow of speech,
Lord. Made excuses, yep.
I can't do it. You know, Gideon, you know, at least in his father's house. You look at David, he was
Saul
the last
said the
one
same
picked.
Thing, yeah.
So God uses those that feel like they cannot
12
do it.
12 stinky fishermen.
That's right,
yes.
Because then he can glory with God. All things are possible, not with us.
Of course, and it was also interesting that I had to share with him, Mariah Woodruff Eder, she said this during the turn of the century. And that she was a famous preacher back in the day, the early 1900s, friends. She said, a man that wants to be in the pulpit is called of the devil.
That's right.
And I said, a man that doesn't want to be in the pulpit, she said, I'm sorry, is called of God.
That's right.
And that makes the distinction of a hireling and a man that's called of God. Remember William Wallace, Braveheart. You know him as Braveheart, friends. He said, God makes men what men are.
Mm-hmm.
God makes men what men are. Men do not.
That's right.
And so often what we do is we try to gauge ourselves by, you know, who has given us credentials or the such, or who's approved us or letters of commendation, whatever the case is. But when you look at Scripture, you got to ask them the question, well, which one was actually accredited?
Yeah. What university did Peter and...
The School of Hard Knocks.
Okay, yeah.
And then when you look at Paul, for example, remember Paul? He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees,
right.
Philippians 3. And then God had to come in and show him what he wasn't by breaking him down. And what was the first thing the Lord said to Paul? He said, I must show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake.
That's right.
Wow. Interesting. Different gospel, different times, friends. But you know what? The gospel has not changed. Man has. So let's get back to what the gospel says so we can understand who Christ is. You got Bradley Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back. Conspiracy theory no more.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Talked about all week, conspiracy theory no more. We started out because we were talking, again, this is live radio, friends, so we're not like trying to adjust each message properly. We want to let the Holy Ghost be the Holy Ghost, so the way to do that is get out of the way and let him be the Holy Ghost. And I know that it says in Ezekiel 37 that we're to warn, we're to blow the trumpet, we're to warn men when the times come. And I'm actually looking for something right here, friends. We were talking about Article 2 of the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were talking about the people are the militia. And then that jumped over to conspiracy theories because we jumped over into September 11th. And then I began to ask the people exactly, you know, why would your government, after being attacked by Muslim extremists on September 11th, why would your government be asking you to give up your rights to defend yourselves?
Doesn't
I think it makes any sense. Oh, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
It's very telling as to what's going on. When you begin to take a look at that, and then you see what's going on today, where you have the President of the United States, who is covering his tracks at every turn against we the people, and entertaining America's sworn enemies from within, and turning the Christians and the conservatives and the patriots into the terrorists. This does not surprise me. Matter of fact, after September 11th, I started telling people, watch this, because James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy.
That's right.
And then going back to September 11th, friends, why would, you know, you had something called the Patriot Act. Why would you have over 435 members, actually your representatives, friends, for a better way of saying it, why would you have George W. Bush shoving the Unpatriot Act, the act of tyranny, down the throats of the American people at 3:35 in the morning, and not one of your representatives had time to read the Patriot Act, as they call it? Why would they do that? And then when we begin to take a look at George W. Bush and we look at his daddy, we know back in the 90s, George Bush Sr. was calling for a new world order from the presidential pulpit in the face of the American people over 212 times, in the face of the American people. Then when you begin to look at him and his daddy, then you begin to, Chase, I'm going to need you here in a second here, Prescott Bush. We found out that he, back in 1945, was actually indicted for supporting and financing Hitler's war illegally. Matter of fact, case in point, September 11th, we were also, you can go online and find this, friends, the German chancellor after 9/11 said that Hitler would be proud of you. The chancellor of Germany said that to George W. Bush within a week. They basically apologized to George W. Bush. But back, hey, friends, back in the 30s when Hitler attacked his own Reichstag and then attacked the country, that had nothing to do with what Hitler did, because they found later that Hitler was the one that attacked his own Reichstag to incite the people to go to war with the Poles.
Mm-hmm.
So who created him? When you look at September 11th, what did Iraq have to do with anything here? Right? But going back to Prescott Bush, what'd you find, Chase?
Well, I just wanted to say, if you want to do some research for yourself, I got the document right in front of me. It's Federal Register document 4211568. That's 4211568. It's filed November 6th, 1942 at 11:31 a.m.
Is this in the Congressional Record? Is that what you're telling us?
Federal Register.
Amen,
yeah, it's all. It was just released recently because it was secret documentation up until after the Bush's election, of course.
And that's right. So they bury it until they're done destroying, and then it comes out. Exactly.
Yeah,
it happens all the time.
Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself.
Yes.
Right? And that's what we see time and time again. All this stuff ties together when you start seeing that they're going after guns, they're going after the American people. Just like we were talking about yesterday, when you got the rules of engagement being more loose when they're targeting American citizens than when you're targeting the enemy overseas.
That's right.
That says it all.
But that's one of the parts that I dissected last week. That's a part of the deception, friends. And you need to listen carefully, because what you're inundated with, because foreigners will come over into America and say that your media is lying to you consistently. And they're telling you that the things that you're being told are exactly the opposite of what's really going on. So you're being told by the state-run media something's going on over in the Middle East and in this country and Russia and Ukraine and all these other countries. But when in fact, friends, you're the ones that are under attack. And if you pay attention to what this government is doing today, and I'm talking about crime in government, they're encroaching upon the rights of the American people. I thought we were at war with foreign countries, when in fact your government is attacking you, and they told you that they were doing this. So this is no big surprise. Back to Prescott Bush.
Yeah, no, George Bush's grandfather, the late U.S. Senator Prescott Bush, was a director and shareholder of companies that profited from their involvement with the financial backers of Nazi Germany. This is from The Guardian. They obtained confirmation from newly discovered,
yep,
whatever that means, files in the U.S.
Newly
National...
Newly uncovered.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
In the National Archives, that a firm of which Prescott Bush was a director was involved with the financial architects of Nazism.
Yeah.
It's all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, skull and bones operators.
I mean,
hey, I want to give people a word of encouragement, though. People ask me all the time, so Bradley, what should we do? Well, let me ask you the question. Let me propose a question to you. What did God command? Because I'm not worried about what the enemy's doing. I care about waking the American people up to do what God commanded, so we can have back what was given to us in the first place by our forefathers 238 years later.
And you could take it to the church, too, because you got people over here who are all concerned about world missions, reach out across the oceans, do all this stuff. But they forget that those guys are looking to us in the first place, holding up our form of government so they can model theirs after us.
And we've got our own young people dying in our own backyard.
Totally.
Seriously.
Now, let me ask you, and we've talked about this. Now, just think about that. You just brought up an interesting point. You look at the professed church in America that gives less than 0.5% of all the finances that go into the church in America go to the kids. Is there something? Am I missing something? But we have Barack Hussein Obama just yesterday emulating dictators again, wanting to really put into the Hispanic young men and the black young men in America.
Talk about division.
No, talking about using some common sense. The church is over going across seas trying to win people to Jesus, but they can't do it here.
Or
it's like doing something on the moon that they can't do on the earth.
Yeah, and it only makes sense. If we expect to have a future in our country, then we need to invest in our young people. Our young people are the future of America. If we leave them out, what do we expect kind of a crop that we're going to have later on in generations to come? It only makes common sense.
I can tell you the one that we're seeing begin to crop up right
now.
That's
right. Yeah.
You know, I heard a quote the other day. They said, I don't know who it was, but the light that shines the farthest shines the brightest at home.
Amen.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. It's like if you want to reach all across the world, you better shine brightest here and get things straight.
That's what Jesus did.
Obviously.
That's what Jesus did. He was winning them. Hey, folks, it's not just when I go out of town we're tracking people. Listen, I'm the airport, in the car, to the cab driver.
To the gas station.
To the gas station, to the restaurants. Wherever we're at, you don't get one without the other here. And I'm talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whether we're at home. That's why we've done 350 schools. I think they do.
Yeah.
But here's the point. Now, these are question marks. Friends, if you'd like to weigh in, 1-866-233-0747 at any time. But stay to the course, 1-866-233-0747. The great question that I have for the professed church in America is, why can you go over there and preach a gospel to people that don't know the difference, but you can't preach them here in your own backyard? It's never made sense. Do you know that all the opposition that we've got, the majority of the opposition that we have gotten in America for doing high school assemblies was from the professed church?
Yep.
And you know what they were saying? You're crossing lines between church and state.
Yeah, we all know there's lines between church and state. Or what are you doing in the public schools?
That's right. No, they're right there to tell you everything that you need to be doing, but they themselves have never lifted up a finger
to do it. That's exactly right.
Yes. So we got Prescott Bush out of the way.
Yeah, no, I mean, that one's pretty straight. I would recommend looking it up for yourself. It's all in the National Archives.
Oh, it's all over the place.
Document. You can't avoid this
one.
Yeah,
it's all over the place. As a matter of fact, let me do this. Do you got any more information on him?
Yeah, a little bit. His business dealings, which continued until his company's assets were seized in 1942 under the Trading with the Enemy Act, treason, basically, has led more than 60 years later to a civil action for damages being brought in Germany against the Bush family by two former slave laborers at Auschwitz, and plenty of pre-election controversy. This article was written a little while ago. This should have been grounds for prosecution for giving aid and comfort to the enemy, obviously.
Wow.
He was financially supporting Nazi Germany.
But, of course, we didn't hear this, you know, during his election campaign, that his grandfather or great-grandfather was treasonous.
Hey, listen, just go to Facebook. You got all these conservatives talking about how they miss Mr. George W. Bush. It's like, you have got to be kidding
me.
How many boys died in Iraq, and you're thanking the man that sent them?
That's exactly
And by
right.
the way, you allowed Congress to send them, America, before we start getting off on that little tangent.
That's right. And it seems like it just trades from one regime to another, as we've gone over this week, and we'll go over more during the radio show today. But you look under Clinton's administration, you look under, you know, George Bush's administration, you look under the Obama administration, all you're just seeing is a changing of the guard of regimes. It's the same agenda, a different face to the agenda. It doesn't matter, well, that's a Republican or that's a Democrat. No, what's right is right and wrong is wrong. And you can see lies and criminal activity through all the administrations, and there comes a point where people need to stand up. We talk a little bit about that in the article. We'll share a little bit more today. But there comes a point in time where America says, enough is enough. We've had enough.
Okay, you know what's interesting about it? And I'm going to pull this video up in just a second here. Did you know that George Bush Sr. was talking of New World Order, live speech, September 11th, 1991?
Wow. September 11th, that's very interesting.
Oh, by the way, hey, we're going to get over to this in just a minute, but when you're talking about Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris, who shot up the school in Columbine, they found in one of the boys' backpacks a picture of a plane going into one of the towers on September 11th.
Hmm.
So there's a definite, you know, link going on here. But when we come back, friends, I'm going to play this piece. by George Bush Sr., who called for a new world order. This way, we can just put everything down as far as the skeptics go. And I'll give you the facts. You can hear it straight out of the devil's mouth himself. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson, from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Okay, just to prove my point here, this is what happens. We start getting on these issues, and then what I want to do is I want you to hear for yourself. Because what we deal with is a lot of people in the state-run media that act as if they're not on the same ship.
Right.
They like to protect those that are actually trying to destroy they that are used in the state-run media to promulgate the message of he who is doing the lying and the conspiracy. So, in saying that, here is George Bush Sr. speaking of a new world order again over 212 times. This is just one of those 212 times, friends. But this was a live speech back in September 11th of 1991. Are you ready for this?
Very interesting.
Yes.
Certain that we stand at a defining hour. Halfway around the world, we are engaged in a great struggle in the skies and on the seas and sands. We know why we're there. We are Americans. Something larger than ourselves. For two centuries, we've done the hard work of freedom. And tonight, we lead the world in facing down a threat to decency and humanity. What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind: peace, and security, freedom, and the rule of law.
Bradley.
Such is a world worthy of our struggle and worthy of our children's future.
Yeah.
That new world order.
We love you, Georgie.
If it is possible.
Did anybody know about Prescott?
I want to continue to build a lasting basis for U.S.-Soviet cooperation.
But he's such a Christian man, isn't he?
For a more peaceful future.
But Hitler was, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
All mankind.
The triumph
new world
of
order.
Democratic ideas in Eastern Europe and Latin America, and the continuing struggle for freedom elsewhere, all around the world, all confirm the wisdom of our nation's founders.
Yeah.
Tonight, our founders.
Yeah.
Well, they would have been for the New World Order.
Victory. But you know what's interesting about that?
When
you begin to victory over tyranny, friends. Mm-hmm. So they have to create the enemy, and this is what they do. They create the enemy, friends. Don't forget about the brown shirts Hitler used to send out.
Mm-hmm.
And create the chaos. And by the way, Mr. Bush here himself said, out of chaos, we can create a new world order.
Yeah, and our founders, he mentioned our founders. Now, they had victory over tyranny, over a tyrant. And do you really think that our founders would be for a new world order? No, absolutely not. They established this nation as one nation under God, sovereign to itself.
Pretty weird stuff.
Yeah, very weird stuff, if you ask me.
Yeah, I don't quite understand what could possibly be happening here.
You know, it's interesting, though. People still think it's theory when you hear it right out of the horse's mouth. You know, when you say, well, you know, you're just kind of stretching it a little bit. Well, we've been hearing these same themes. We're talking about terrorism over and over and over again, whether it's the Bushes or the Clinton administration, Obama.
Well, let me bring it in here for you, because when we're going to talk about conspiracy theory no more, we're going to find out that was under Clinton's regime.
Mm-hmm.
And but listen, here's Barack Hussein Obama talking about the New World Order. Hang on.
Win over the long term is not just militarily. We've got to win over hearts and minds. And what that means is we've got to invest in countries that have no educational infrastructure and have no means for young people to get ahead. We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
Wait a second. Did everybody hear that? I don't know. Is it just me? But they're all saying the same things.
World order.
Wasn't it also Barack Hussein Obama that was over in Europe before he became the president of the United States when he told the American people that he just got off a 57-state tour?
Hmm.
That's how many states are in the Muslim nation, friends.
That's scary.
But wasn't he over in Europe talking about a new world order, and he said there is no other way? Huh. I mean, that's pretty weird stuff, isn't it, friends? Here's the bottom line. The new world order only can succeed if the American people stand down. Because, America, you are the great obstacle to these criminals.
You and your guns.
Yes.
That's right.
So, anyways.
And who knew better?
Is there anything else we could talk about?
Well, you know, we're going to dive into, I think, the whole conspiracy thing, you know, with the whole video after the, you know, turn of the hour. But it's interesting to know when you're speaking of guns and gun control and what happened in Connecticut and the governor saying, you know, we're giving you one last chance before we come in and confiscate your guns. To me, I'm thinking to myself, this
in
is America.
Yeah, we're not talking about a third world country, friends.
Yeah, we're not in, like, Russia. We're not over in some other country here. It was George Washington who said a free people ought to be armed. And when you look at, you know, the common senseness of having a gun, Charlton Heston, who's of the NRA, he said, there is no such thing as a good gun. There is no such thing as a bad gun. A gun in the hands of a bad man is a very dangerous thing. A gun in the hands of a good person is no danger to anyone except the bad guys.
Yeah.
If I was the leader of the free world and I had good citizens who were being under attack, supposedly by a, you know, foreigners, whatever shape or form, I would want my good citizens to be armed so they could protect themselves, protect their families, defend our freedom and our country. The last thing on my mind would be ripping away their guns so they have no means to defend
themselves.
They don't
have the authority to do that. But
right.
Let's get back to this point. George W. Bush said September 20th, 2001, 9 days after September 11th, listen to what he said. He said, every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Listen to the threatening tone. Every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists. But what did Mr. Kissinger say about terrorism? He said, a terrorist are those that do not agree with the New World Order.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting? Friends, they always tell on themselves. Let's go back to 1957 really quick before we get over to conspiracy theory no more, Columbine, Waco, Oklahoma City bombing, and the such. Listen again to what General Douglas MacArthur said in 1957 about the United States government. He said, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. Remember McDermott? Congressman McDermott said right after September 11th, the government can get the people to do anything with the use of fear. Remember the little color gauge?
Oh, yeah, the airport. I remember going to the airport. We are on
every
time orange
you go there.
It was always the second to the highest it could possibly be. I remember when you went to the airport just to keep that feeling of terrorism alive.
That's right. So our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. Who said Douglas MacArthur that was keeping us in a perpetual state of fear? The government. Kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fever. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what happened after September 11th, man? Flags were flying everywhere, weren't they? And we had a Muslim enemy, right? We had an extremist Muslim enemy. Now he's in the White House entertaining America's sworn enemies. Hey, by the way, friends, just so everybody understands, you go over to Egypt, you go over to the Middle East, they're saying the same thing about the Muslim Brotherhood as you are. We need to get this thing right. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. These are lies being perpetuated. The American people are under the delusion that everybody is out to kill the infidels. That's baloney. Who's telling you that? The state-run media is. Who's paying for that information? Who's vetting that information? The Obama administration is. Friends, this is nothing new. New York Times told us that. In their confusion, they blurted out the truth. But you need to keep in mind there's nations all over the world that are standing up against the New World Order the same way that you are, America. And you can put the kibosh on it. I don't sit around and think about what they're going to do next. What I think about is what they have to fear next if the American people stand up and do their job. Because they fear the mob, for a better way of saying it, friends. But in that particular situation, even speaking to the mob, I'm not worried about that as well. I don't put my hope into what the people are going to do. I put my hope into the God that created all things for his glory, that promised us the victory every step of the way. That's why these New World Order monkeys, jokers, criminals are constantly attacking Christ and Christianity. That is funny.
And those who stand for Christ and Christianity.
Yeah, let me tell you, jokers, you criminals, that tape my radio show every day. I want you to listen to me very carefully. Look at history. You're not going to win the day. You never will. I want to tell you this. It's appointed for you to die one day, my friend. And you are going to stand before my daddy, and you are going to bow the knee, and you are going to confess that my big brother, Jesus Christ, is Lord, regardless if you like it or not. Look at history. Look at who you are working for. He is called the deceiver. Listen, sin will charge you more than you're going to want to pay, and it's going to keep you a lot longer than you're going to want to stay, and it's going to cost you your soul if you don't turn from your sins. But I want you to listen to this carefully. You work for the deceiver. He's out to get your soul. Those that use you and you lie for them, they no more care about you than anybody else that they use in the process of implementing their totalitarian government. That's what Vladimir Lenin said about useful idiots. You're a useful idiot. Just ask him. But I also want to tell you this. The church,
3 o'clock.
The church, and I'm talking about the church of Jesus Christ, the gates of hell will not prevail. They never have prevailed, and they never will. See, you're like the hammer, and the church is like the anvil. The hammer needs to be changed, not the anvil, my friend. The church is not moving because the seed of the righteous is forever. And I want to tell you something. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Folks, it's time to wake up. Conspiracy theory no more, coming up on the other side of this hour.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed plans planting and seed saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.